Colby Cameron.
Quarterback Colby Cameron.
Colby, this is a team that you guys saw last year. I know you weren't in the starting role at that point in the season, but are there some similarities on tape from last year from watching a Houston tape to this year?
Yeah, it's kind of, but not really, because we were watching a lot of South Florida film from the defense, like the defensive standpoint. But I think for the offensive side, it's definitely the same, and that's a scheme that they're going to be running. But for the defensive side, I think it's more similar to South Florida's.
What's the comfort level of this football team going into this season compared to, say, last season when there was a lot of unknowns about what was going to transpire last year? Of course, y'all won the championship. But going into this season, being where you are, being the hype surrounding this program, what's the comfort level as you guys go into Thursday's game?
Yeah, I think the guys are more confident in just where they stand on the team. I think we have leaders in certain spots that last year guys were developing as leaders, but this year they're actually leaders where kids and the other teammates look up to them, from the wide receiver position to the running backs to our O-line. They're all veteran guys, so I think we're just more confident in where we stand. But at the same time, we're still developing as a team, so I think we're still working at it.
What about yourself? I mean, it's been kind of a roller coaster for you. Last year, you didn't start the season, came in midway, took over, went the rest of the way, and now you're the guy. I mean, this is your team. So what's it been like for you going through the ups and downs and the valleys of where you are now?
Yeah, it's I think it's just like a good feeling going into your senior year. You're not stressed out about all the other hoopla. Are you going to play or are you not going to play? And I think, yeah, like I was saying, I'm more confident in knowing my role. As a quarterback, you don't want to be second-guessing yourself going into a season. I think we've had that in the past, but I think now our team knows and I know that that I'm going in and can be the leader that I guess people perceive you as a quarterback, and I'm confident in the leadership role.
Colby, 2 years ago, you made your first career start at Texas A&M. Not the start you wanted to make, and the roller coaster started there, really. Do you see this as a kind of redemption-type game or a game to kind of reassert yourself?
You can kind of look at it as that way. Like, obviously, I want to do better, but I'm not looking at it as a redemption game, like, oh, Texas A&M, this and that. I think I'm looking at it as more as a to look back when I tell my kids I played a better game against Texas A&M, because that one was a little rough. But I just think I'm excited just for an opportunity to play a great team. I think playing such a well-known team, it's fun to be put in the limelight like that. So I'm just looking forward to the opportunity.
Is Shreveport an advantage for y'all, Colby? I mean, do you see it being comfortable and playing there?
Yeah, I think it's just close to home. From a fan standpoint, well, we can have a larger crowd. It's still a different venue, so it might be a little tough going to a different spot. But at the same time, yeah, it's closer to home, so it makes it easier.
Coach said, you know, you guys are familiar with Independence Stadium. You practiced there. You played there in the past. And it being a home game for you guys, does it feel that way? I mean, when you guys went to practice, does it feel – I mean, obviously it's not here, which is your home, but did you guys feel comfortable there?
Yeah, I think we feel comfortable just because, yeah, we're familiar with the place. We know it's not just a random venue somewhere out in the middle of nowhere. I think people know Shreveport and know where we're headed, so there's no surprises in the fact that we're going to this spot. But it's kind of like a home game for us, but it's still, like you said, not home.
Toby, I asked Coach about being in that game week mode, in between the ears, knowing that 5 days you play a game, 5 days you play a game. Is that the mentality that take on the sports players?
Yeah, we're, I think, real excited. You know, I think we were ready for camp to be over. Camp was, it's a grind. It's hard to go 18, 19 practices in a row and stuff. And so I think the team is actually ready to show what they put in. And we're just ready to finally get that first game going.
Are you ready to take the red jersey off and get hit?
Yeah, it feels good. You don't get hit. You get hit maybe, every couple months out of the year. So it's going to be, might be a little more sore, but we're looking forward to it.
Colby, what concerns you the most about the Aggies defense?
I think just the program they've been in. They've had a lot of athletes. It's a top-notch program. You hear about them a lot, and I think they recruit real well. So I think they're going to have great people at each position, especially them going into the SEC, they got a lot of recruits. So I think that's like what you kind of think about. It's hard to talk about scheme just because you can't fit their personnel into the new scheme they're in because we haven't seen much of it. But yeah, I think they just have probably a lot of great athletes.
How much have you thought about the A&M thing, your first start before just now? Is that something that had been in your mind a little bit?
Not really. I think we're on a new page in our system, and I think we all have new roles. When we first played A&M, it was kind of crazy. I don't think no one knew where they were placed in this offense, but I think now guys, that since they have their role, I think we're more confident.
How big a following will you have for this game? How many ticket requests do you have?
Yeah, being from California, I don't got many. it makes it difficult for people to come out. But yeah, my parents will be there and a couple of friends. So we'll have a couple in the crowd.
Colby, a lot of publications, national publications, have picked Tech not only to be a possible BCS buster, but also this be a game Tech could very handily win. As a player, how do you keep yourself grounded from those kind of things being written out there?
Yeah, it's since we've won the WAC last year and stuff, yeah, there's a lot of speculation saying we can win this or win that. I think we just got to take it week by week. I don't like looking into the news and all that stuff. It's hard to be a part of like all that criteria because there's so much stuff going on. But I think we're just going to take it week by week and go from there.
What is the difference in preparing for a team as good as A&M? In terms of the past, it might have been looked at as a money game, but it's almost looking like now it can go either way. What is the difference in preparing for a good opponent like that and actually maybe having a little bit more confidence on your side?
Yeah, it's always great. I think our team, we believe we have athletes that are capable of playing at a high level, as these teams do playing all the time. And so I think we're just confident in our abilities, and we look forward to playing them.
All
right.
Is the slamming of the door incident
a foreshadowing
of you being
distracted? Yeah, I almost laughed. It got pretty ugly right there.
Before you go, can you talk about? I hadn't seen you in a while, but it looks like you got a haircut.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got a little sharp. Did you want to do it, or did you think it make you feel sleek?
Yeah, I don't know. My mom wanted me to cut it off, and it's pretty hot in the summer out here. Had to get rid of it.
All right, thank you.
And the mustache.
Oh, yeah.